this past week was the Jewish Passover holiday. It's the holiday where Jewish people around the world celebrate and retell the Exodus story, the story of our liberation from Mitzrayim, which is Hebrew for the narrow place, commonly called Egypt. The Passover tradition has always been a liberatory tradition in which Jewish people throughout history in different cultural and historical contexts have reflected upon what our history as an oppressed people mean for us in this moment and how we can stay true to those values of liberation for all of us. So on this past Saturday, Jewish Voice for Peace hosted what we called a Seder for Gaza event in Washington Park. The Seder is a meal over the course of which Jewish people will retell the story of Exodus through a document called a Haggadah, in which the participants are prompted both to retell the history of Exodus as well as to have various reflections upon these themes of liberation and oppression and what they mean in our moment. And so our goal as Jewish Voice for Peace was to, as Jewish people have done throughout history, take that tradition and adapt it for this moment, and this moment of crisis in particular for the people of Gaza, to ask questions about what it means for us as Jewish people, having experienced oppression ourselves, to respond to what we see as a genocide unfolding against the people of Gaza.
I personally love the Passover Seder. For me, it's about the most meaningful kind of ritual that I take part in. But for people who aren't super familiar or can't envision a Seder, and especially an outdoor one in a public park, what actually happened if we were there watching?
For those of you who are familiar with the Seder, it typically takes place indoors around a dining table. And it's a many-course meal in which there are various toasts as the participants progress through the Haggadah. This year, cognizant of the fact that people are being deliberately starved in Gaza, Jewish Voice for Peace didn't want to host a feast, and we didn't want to do an event that did not invite people in and speak to our broader community about how our Jewish values demand a response to these moments. And so what we did is we explicitly said that we will not be feasting in a time of famine. And so our Seder was limited to toasts of water, and we add a matzah, which is an unleavened bread, which in the Seder meal is referred to as the bread of affliction, which our so-called ancestors ate in slavery. And so the event itself took place in the late afternoon. We had approximately 140 people over the course of the event participate in this event, in which we had leaders sort of leading that ceremony and participants seated on picnic blankets, chairs, things like that, in a big circle around a banner that said Jewish Voice for Peace, Seder for Gaza. And as we went through the Seder, certain portions were led by members of Jewish Voice for Peace who would take on certain speaking roles. And there were certain speaking roles in that Haggadah where the participants themselves would sort of speak in unison. And there were some of the songs. Our goal was to take the form of a traditional Haggadah and adapt that form with content that we felt would match this moment. And so we took some of those traditions of the Seder plate and thought about what do these themes of these different symbols of the Passover holiday, what do they mean in this time of genocide? What do they mean in this time of famine? Similarly, we wanted to complicate the Maggid portion of the Haggadah where we tell the Exodus story by also referencing stories about expulsion experienced by the Palestinian people, about the Palestinian Nakba of 1948, and complicate that narrative. We also spoke about various histories of resistance. We spoke about resistance to oppression in the Warsaw Ghetto, in the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising of 1943. We also talked about resistance here at home, and particularly given that date, April 27th, we honored Charles Nally and the freeing of Charles Nally, who was a fugitive slave and a formerly enslaved person who lived in the city of Troy and was freed by Harriet Tubman on April 27th. And so this Haggadah event, we felt, was an opportunity for us to center our own Jewishness, our own histories of Judaism, and our practice of Jewish faith practice within those legacies of resistance that inspire us today.
It's such a holiday that's just filled with themes of, as you said, liberation, resistance, and fighting on the side of the oppressed. Do you have anything you'd like to say about the idea of you holding this Seder at the same time as people all over the country, specifically on universities, but in a lot of other places, were holding a similar Seder of remembrance amidst national claims of anti-Semitism on the part of people who are calling for an end to this genocide?
One of the things that Jewish Voice for Peace has been so horrified by the reaction to the genocide occurring in Gaza that's happening in this country is the degree to which Jewish descent, Jewish legacies of non-Zionism and anti-Zionism, which have long histories within Jewish communities within the United States, within Europe, within Israel, and around the world, have been derided as anti-Semitic. We feel this is incredibly dangerous to Jewish and something that needs to be called out, because you're absolutely correct. A Jewish Voice for Peace, the national organization, is standing in solidarity with students around this country who are protesting and walking out in rage that their universities are complicit and profiting from a country that is committing a genocide, that the ICC has said is plausibly committing genocide, and which has only furthered those actions since that ruling was made. So it is our position that the state of Israel is currently committing a genocide against the Palestinian people, and that it is our duty as Jewish people to stop that. And the idea that standing up against a genocide would be somehow contradictory to our Judaism is just the biggest insult we can imagine to the memory of our own ancestors and the descendant of Holocaust survivors. And the idea that standing up now in this moment against genocide would be anti-Semitic is incredibly hurtful to me personally, and it is incredibly dangerous to this country as a whole. And I just want to note, in particular, this is an issue that was voted on Wednesday, May 1st. The House of Representatives, including Paul Tonko, our own representative here in the city of Albany, voted in favor of an anti-Semitism awareness bill that conflates this critique of Zionism as a settler colonial process and ideology as anti-Semitism, and we reject that wholeheartedly. And we reject that wholeheartedly because it is particularly our Judaism, our understandings of Jewish history, and our understandings of our own Jewish faith practices that lead us to the conclusion that we must stand in opposition to not just the current actions of the State of Israel, but the Zionist colonial process, which has harmed the Palestinian people in such a great degree over the last 100 years, not just since October 7th, not just since 2007, but for over 100 years.
I was especially struck this year by the Haggadah that my father has always used and kind of passed along. It talks a lot about this is your obligation to your ancestors to point out these afflictions, to point out this oppression, also your children and your children's children as well. And sort of that's one of the things I'm most proud of about my Judaism, is that long tradition of standing with the oppressed and fighting. So, yeah,
absolutely.
It's especially heartbreaking to see that turned against us.
One of the phrases that we use in our Seder is the Kol Dor V'Dor, which means every generation must view itself as having been personally freed from Egypt, personally delivered from oppression. And, you know, I'm speaking to you as a person with immense privilege who has a safe home, a stable living, who is not subjected to the terrible violence that is occurring in Palestine right now. And I think that it is one of the core messages of Judaism, is that with that history comes a responsibility to speak up for the most downtrodden, the most oppressed among us. And I think that is a part of Jewish history that is widely celebrated.